In August, the city created a $25,000 fund for rent and mortgage assistance. Last week, a $75,000 fund was established to help with the city utility bills that cover water, sewer, and garbage service. Residents can apply for up to $1,000 in assistance under each program. The rent and mortgage program has received just 3 applications since it started more than 3 weeks ago. The 2 programs are being administered by Hocking Athens Perry Community Action, or HAPCAP, based in Nelsonville, which also offers year-round assistance to families that need help paying their utility bills. HAPCAP Public Relations Manager Claire Geisigam said there's no question that people are struggling to pay the bills in the Southeast Ohio region, where poverty is a chronic problem. Geisigam said the need is even greater now because of the layoffs, pay cuts, and other hardships caused by the pandemic.
We're busier than most years because people who have never had to worry about, you know, making ends meet like this and keeping their lights on, you know, they find themselves needing assistance now.
Because of the need, Geisigam said her organization expected a lot more applications than it has received so far for the rent and mortgage program.
We're kind of scratching our heads right now because we really thought that we were going to be completely overwhelmed with people needing assistance with rent and mortgages.
Geisigam said the surprisingly low number of applicants so far for the Athens Rent and Mortgage Program and for a similar program in Chancy that has received just 2 applications may have to do with the strict eligibility requirements attached to the funding for these programs, which came from the federal government.
The documentation that they need to provide needs to relate directly to COVID-19. And if you're living on a fixed income, you might not have that documentation. You could still be feeling the effects of COVID-19 on the economy for sure, but you know, maybe you don't have the paperwork to prove that.
Geisigam suggested it's also possible that people are letting other bills go while still trying to pay the rent or mortgage on their own. And there's something about the culture here in Southeast Ohio that could be having an effect on the numbers, Geisigam said.
There are people who are afraid to apply because they think that if they apply and they receive the funding, that means that someone else who needs it isn't going to get it. We get that all the time. And it's just like we can't say enough that that's not the case.
Athens Mayor Steve Patterson said people might assume that unless they lost their job or had their pay cut, they are not eligible for aid under the new programs. He emphasized that there are many different ways people can demonstrate a financial hardship related to COVID-19. For some, it could be an additional expense they've incurred.
You know, if someone could show I have to pay for someone to come into my home and watch my child and it's costing me X and it's just not penciling out, then that's something that they can certainly use to demonstrate that COVID-19 has impacted them.
It remains to be seen how many residents will apply for aid under the new utility assistance fund. Patterson said that as of last Thursday, 381 Athens residents were at least 5 days behind on their utility payments. Many of them were 15 days or more behind, which during normal times could lead to a disconnection in water service. But that's not happening now, Patterson said.
Now, we're not doing any disconnection under the pandemic because it's just not the right thing to do.
Applications for the utility and rent and mortgage programs will be accepted until the end of November or until the funds run out of money. For WOUB News, this is David Forster.